COVID sent a lot of us home to work. For some, it meant a huge improvement in your quality of life. So what if your employer, as we're hearing anecdotally, is saying, everyone back in? Do you have to go back to the old normal? Alison Wells is a lawyer. She works a lot in the employment area. G'day, Alison.
Good morning, Rick.
Hi.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for thinking so deeply about this. If your employer says, right, we want you to go back to how you were working, but your life's improved, how do you argue your case?
Great question. Look, the starting point, Rick, is very few people will have the right to continue working from home. So if you start from that position, you're already a few steps ahead. So don't approach your employer assuming that they're going to say yes, or assuming that it's your entitlement, because the law is unlikely to support you bar for a limited number of circumstances. And it's also important to remember, Rick, that the legislative landscape that we're working in actually hasn't changed. What's changed is society, our expectations of what a reasonable work-life balance looks like, and how much we're prepared to stay in the office. That's changed. And COVID has given us a bit of a window into, oh, we could actually do this differently. So if the law hasn't changed, what is it? Well, even before COVID, many workers would have been entitled to request a flexible working arrangement from their employers, and an arrangement like that might allow you to work from home at least some of the time. But that right to request a flexible working arrangement is unlikely to be enlivened simply because you quite like working from home. You'll need something more than that to hang your hat on. So if you've been working at home because of COVID and you just like it, you're going to have to come up with something a bit better than that to try and force your employer to the table.
So what if you can, for example, show that your productivity is equal or greater than it used to be, and that the request that they're making really, you can argue, isn't reasonable? Is that something you can do? Like, how do you go about setting that out?
Well, that raises another pointy end of the legal situation. All workers are obliged to follow the lawful and reasonable directions of their employer. And I chose those words carefully because that's what the law says, and you also mentioned the word reasonable. Again, just because you can show you're more productive at home, that's not going to get you there. What's going to potentially get you there, what enlivens your entitlement to ask for a flexible work arrangement, if you've got the care of a school-aged child, or if you're a carer in some capacity, or if you've got a disability, if you're over the age of 55, if you're experiencing family violence, or you're supporting a family member who is experiencing family violence, those kind of circumstances will enliven your right to request a flexible work arrangement. Mm. So that's your right. If we're talking about rights, you've got a right to request a flexible work arrangement. You need to put it in writing to your employer, and they have 21 days in which to respond. Now, they can only refuse your request on reasonable business grounds. So back to your question of, I've been working at home and I've been really productive. That's not going to enliven the entitlement to request a flexible work arrangement. You're going to have to point to something more, such as, I have school-aged children, or I have an elderly mother or elderly father-in-law. I have caring responsibilities. Yeah. And the flexible arrangement that I propose will allow me to meet those obligations.
And just a reminder that none of this is legal advice. In your own situation, get your own advice. We're presenting this just as information, which is so important. You can't say, oh, the lawyer on the ABC said it, or you'll get me in trouble.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you, Rick.
Yeah, no, it's important. Alison Wells, lawyer, talking about your rights at work and in terms of returning to work and trying to get a new normal that's not the old normal. I mean, in your own profession, presenteeism is such a big deal, isn't it? You want to be there at 6:30 and leave at 7 at night and show that you're a really hardworking lawyer. Do you think that culture's going to change in that profession?
Look, I would really like to think that it it is, Rick. We're certainly seeing a lot of agitation for movement on various fronts. Mm. If you open that can of worms, I could talk for hours, Rick. but certainly there is a real long-standing tradition that goes against these kind of arrangements. But anecdotally, a lot of people in the legal profession have absolutely preferred an arrangement where they can work from home at least some of the time. Because law is not like hospitality or tourism where you always have to be there to front your customer or client. A lot of our work, we can be productive, just as productive, if not more productive, from home. We don't have the commute. We can do meetings via Zoom.
And Rom says from New Norfolk, you know, I was employed by the government. They told me to return to work. I'm vulnerable to COVID. It was taking me an hour to get in and out of the city each end of the trip. You'd think some pinhead bureaucrat would see this as a chance to cut congestion.
I think that's a great idea. It's a great idea.
But you couldn't argue it.
Well, you would have real difficulty. I mean, that fellow that you've just mentioned, Ron, he said he's vulnerable to COVID. I think the current situation in Tasmania, I suspect he wouldn't be in a particularly strong place to argue that for medical reasons he should be allowed to work from home. Mm. But if the situation changes, well, you could well have grounds to say, I'm particularly susceptible, I can be productive in my job and get done what you need me to get done just as easily from home. And you know what? You're forcing me to come into the city and put myself in that situation where I'm exposed to all different people is not reasonable at the moment because of my medical condition. Now, that kind of an argument wouldn't be based on the Fair Work Act, which is what I was previously talking about. It would be more grounded in your anti-discrimination type of legislation where you're asking for an accommodation by reason of what the Act calls your disability.
Alison, great to talk to you this morning.
Thank you so much for having me, Rick.
Thanks for your insights, and I'm sure we'll have Alison back for more employment questions.